everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carny.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib, sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning.
Morning.
White gal, hello.
Halkan waa BBC London Somalia. Aniga wariyahaaga Xamse Maxamed Axmed Cabdinuur Muuse Reer Maxamed Carab oo iyo saaxiibkayga Shim oo maanta waxa bilaabaynaa abti podcast. Magaalada London baa joognaa iyo waxa u socdaa meel la dhaho Ladycliffe Grove. Waana 6:00 subaxnimo 6 o'clock. Insha Allah ila soo socda waxa ka socda hadda Gaza.
All right then, welcome back to another episode of the Apti Podcast. This episode is hosted by yours truly, the Warden of the North, Big Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr share, subscribe. It does really mean a lot.
All and that good stuff.
Exactly. Every comment counts, every like counts, every subscriber counts. I've got special guests in the building. We've been doing agency work. Hamza's all the way in America. I bought my brother. Unofficial 23 in the building. You know what I mean? 23,
unofficial.
Which way is it? Is it 23 unofficial?
23 unofficial, bro.
Just
like,
20.
Right now, bro. Like,
I know, but
it's 20.
Like, I call you 20 in it, so it's like, yeah, just 20.
Just
you,
in case they want to search.
We got 20 in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? In true Apti fashion, how we normally start off. Normally, Hamza does like the news, but obviously, Hamza's not here, he's in America. But if you do watch the episode towards the end, there might be a clip of Hamza doing the news. I don't know.
What is going on in the world right now? I feel like I've been out of tune, bro.
Do you know what's been happening, bro? Keir Starmer.
He's
been
on some.
Yeah, he's been on.
Yeah, he's swearing, bro. Oh, he's been on some fuckery, innit?
He's been on some serious fuckery, bro. Keir Starmer's been on some serious fuckery. He's trying to stop people from smoking in pubs and that. Do you know what I'm saying?
I heard on the news the other day.
Obviously,
bro, does he not know where we are?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I don't even smoke, but it's just like I just accept that. I was cool at the point where they said you can't do it indoors anymore.
Facts.
Because it's like, but it's a bit much, innit?
But that's what I mean. It's just, I
but
don't know.
But now you're just doing too much.
Way too much, bro.
Oh, you're trying to ban shisha guys?
He's trying to ban any. The Somalis, he's trying to ban shisha. Somalis, rise up.
I'll punch him up. I'll punch him up.
Yo, he's on smoke. I don't know. He's doing other things as well, obviously. Fucking. Gaza's still Gaza, man. Free the people them out there, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Russia. World War III, we're at the brink of it.
Oh, he's been on big. No, I don't even want to talk on my man before man gets banned somehow or something. You know, like, been talking too much smoke for too long.
Well,
I don't want the smoke.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. But leave it to us. Yo, listen, Putin, if you're watching this, let us live, man. Bomb Birmingham, dog, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, that's man's.
I hate Brum so much,
you,
bro. I swear to
Brum.
Nah, actually, I love Brum. All right, I love Brum, you know? I love
Mellows.
All right,
then.
If you know, you know.
You know.
But yeah, other than that, I don't know what's really been going on in the world. Normally, Hamza's like a foreign correspondent, so he's out there. Where is he now? Is he in Mexico?
No.
Las Vegas, I think he's going
he
to
Mexico.
I think he's going to Mexico.
Was it
Route 66?
He's doing all of that.
He's doing the whole tourism and that. Do you know what I'm saying? Big up Hamza, though, but he's out there somewhere. And yeah, so we're going to get into these dilemmas. 20. All right. This is a little slight little one for you, my broski. How long can a situationship last for, bro? Being realistic about it.
What are we saying, though? Like, last long until it becomes something or before you got cut out?
But not, like, let's just say, for example,
you got to make the decision.
Yeah, until you make the decision and say, you know what, this ain't going nowhere or it's going to go somewhere. So, for obviously, speaking from previously, my situations, bro, situationship has always been a situationship. It's never been. It hasn't ever evolved. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you see, like, are you talking that, like, because there's levels to it, innit?
Yeah, come on, let's break this down.
So there's just obviously smashing grabs.
Yeah, of course, hit runs.
And
yeah.
Like, you might just pop up every now and then, whatever.
But
it's like, she's cool.
She's cool. She's all right.
Like, you don't mind each other's company.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to spend too much time.
Too much time with her.
Where the man confused me with this one, like, they're going out with them and that.
You see, when they start doing shit like that,
you get what I'm
when
saying?
When they start
like,
doing things like that, it's like, because now you're blurring the lines, bro.
I'll phone them and I'll be like, bro, where you on that? Usually, obviously, man, them link up and you'll be like, yo, man, just linking X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, that's like the third time this week. Bro, what's going on?
Fags, yeah.
And he's just like, nah. But then when I reason with the man's like, nah, it's calm, man. It's not even that deep. Like, yeah. But I'm like, bro, I'm not linking no one three times in a week.
No, but I feel like you're giving a girl mixed messages then. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because like, it's like, there's rules. There should be rules to this thing, innit?
Yeah.
The rules are, this is what it is, and we're not going to go outside of what it is. You see what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, though. Sometimes, you know, people fall for people.
A lot of the times in the past, in men's situations, it's like, if I did go out,
yeah,
on a rare occasion, it's because I wanted to go and do something. But I wanted female company with men. But because I've been linking you, and I think you're all right,
yeah,
you're cool to roll, do you get me? Whether it's cinema, it could be a bowling, spontaneous.
That's a date for me though, bro.
No, it see, is, see, you, but it's you, like, you see how
you're putting false hope.
Like,
you're putting false hope into this person now.
No, I hear that. But it's just like, we're chilling, innit? We're vibing, because sometimes it can't just be the yard or whatever other spots you might tend to enjoy, wherever you like going and that with the said person.
Yeah, that's true. I don't
it's
know.
It's like, I might just wake up on a Friday and be like, I want to go. Yeah, I want to watch the new Deadpool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, and, you're right. Sometimes female company
it's necessary.
It's necessary. But then the thing is, it's like, if I'm doing that, I think she's probably going to realize that I've run out of drones and I'm only calling her because she's like,
that's crazy, man.
You know what I'm saying? She's the last hope.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
there's got to be a balance of communication as well.
Yeah, big facts.
I can't speak to you 7 days a week.
Yeah, no, 110%. And you got to know what you got to know what it is. You got to know know your position in life and play it. You know what I'm saying? I know it sounds horrible.
Well, FaceTime you on a random.
Yeah.
About 6 in the evening, maybe like 9 o'clock something. Yeah. Whatever.
Give or take.
Check in, like, you know, like, got to keep the flame alight.
So playing devil's advocate, we're
this is my old life, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, me
just
as well.
Just gotta make that clear.
Exactly,
sorry,
exactly. Yeah,
I just forgot. Like, there's a whole thing going on with that. Not there no more.
But saying this now, from like a female's perspective, I think this is a girl that sent this, So I think she's under the pretenses that she wants to make this more than a situationship. So how can she mind games this guy into thinking she's the one? Do you know what I mean?
I've seen girls do it. Obviously, I've got female bridges and they'll do the thing of, if you're not going to ask me, I'm going to now try and do mind games.
Yeah.
And now you're going to see me on a date with someone else. And I feel like at that point is when, you know what, if I don't feel some way, I probably would feel some type of way, but it's like, it's more of a fuck you thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're done now.
Yeah, what you
doing? Like, I don't care if you do something.
Mm.
Don't let me see it or hear about it.
No, but then,
do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
it. Because, like, it's the game, innit?
The game is the game, but then the girl is trying to, like, actually, like, trying to make something out of the situation. So for her going, you know, doing the mind games thing and being seen with another man.
Then there's another route, though. Like, you see, they'll do the mind game. They might even rate the guy they're going out with or whatever, but it's just like, nah, I'm going to piss you off because you're not giving me what I want. There's them, I hate them type of game.
Yeah.
They jar me.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side to it now is, do something a bit like, cook him a dinner or some
that's
shit.
It. Bring him
you
a
know what I'm saying?
Bro,
like,
I see something. You bring him a gift. I know it sounds wild. I swear to God.
I don't know how I feel about gifts.
No, no.
Like, what type of gifts are you
No, no. But the gift doesn't have to be expensive. But let's just say, for example, you mentioned something about Arsenal, for example. Obviously not. Man City, for example. Yeah. And she just, I don't know, buys you something that's like, I don't know, like a t-shirt, like a Man City like shirt and like the new shirt that I just dropped and be like, oh, you know, I've seen you, you know, you like Man City. That would mess your psyche up.
And I'm a man, I like the simple things.
And now you're thinking, hold on, this person's done something. Because we rarely have anything nice done for us as men, innit?
So
when something nice gets done for us, we're like, raw, maybe. Nah,
that's a bit. You thought about that as well.
You thought about that. You heard me say this. And
you've
now,
seen me go mad for the football and all of that.
So that's what I probably say to sis, you know? I say like, yo, listen, just.
Just know what, like, you got to play the card, innit? Like, know what you're doing and how you're going about it. But it's all chess moves, isn't it?
It's chess moves, man.
Chess moves.
Yeah, big facts. It's chess moves.
That's the type of advice I give.
We'll give her that one.
We appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah, big facts. Definitely. Keep sending them in, man. There's another one here. This one's a little bit techie. Got sent on the Instagram, by the way. Yeah, I don't know how. Let me log on the app to Instagram. This one was wild. I read this, and it sent me left. I can't lie. It was, I can't say who it was.
Why do I feel like it's just...
No, it's a bit of a mad, bro. It's a mad one, bro. I can't lie. So he says, hey, I hope you can provide me with some advice on my dilemma, okay? Mm. And she also said, please don't laugh, because a couple of weeks ago, somebody else sent a dilemma.
Yeah.
And we kind of, it's kind of not hard to laugh at situations.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah,
but this time around,
sometimes
we will not laugh. Do you know what I'm saying? All right. okay, so she's I've been brought up pretty religious.
Yeah.
I have never indulged in sex before marriage.
Okay.
Big up uses.
Sure,
right. I love that. Big up the chastity and that. Yeah. So I got married last year.
Okay.
Big up. Okay, alhamdulillah. Turned out the guy had been lying to me about a lot of stuff.
Okay. All right,
including how religious he was.
Okay.
And 6 months ago, 6 months into the marriage, I got really sick, and it turned out that he was cheating with me with numerous people, and he gave me herpes.
He gave her herpes.
She's going through it, bro. Pray for peace.
I'm not even laughing at that.
I know it's fucked up.
I know scumbags like this.
Yeah, I know. Same. I know a lot. Fucked up, I know. And she asked for a divorce immediately, but I guess now, so she guesses now that she's single. She's gonna be single for the rest of her life, and she won't have an opportunity to have children.
Huh?
It's making me feel kind of depressed.
Pardon?
And honestly, what would you advise
what,
someone
from the fuckery,
you love?
It stops her from having kids. Nah, man, that's a bit.
I'm not a scientist.
Oh, just from what she's.
I think she thinks because obviously herpes is for life.
She's going off of the.
She thinks herpes is for life.
What's the PTSD?
The PTSD.
Now? Oh, okay.
So she's thinking herpes is for life.
I thought it was a medical condition.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. Fine. I think that's what she thinks she has. She thinks probably herpes is for the rest of her life, and she's thinking like she
it's
can't have kids. It's gonna stop her from having kids. Listen, firstly, people are having kids with herpes everywhere in the world, so it's not gonna stop you from having kids. All right, that's one. Secondly, I don't know much about herpes, all right? But what I do know...
Consult your GPA.
But what I do know is there's active and inactive herpes.
Mm.
Pretty much 90% of England have inactive herpes, whether you like
it or not. Yeah, it's like a dormant gene.
Yeah, it's a dormant gene, you get me? And you only can pass it on when the gene gets active, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go.
So this shouldn't stop you from... being single for the rest of your life.
No, man, you know what, yeah?
We've got to fight for
go
love,
find
bro.
Some love, man.
Like, yeah.
That, obviously, in life, it's trial and error, isn't it? Everything's trial and error. And that, clearly, from the sounds of it, might have been her first love.
Yeah, that was her first love, so, as I said, yeah.
As you say, some things comes in threes, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Like, it might not be, hopefully it's your second one.
Yeah, hopefully, let's hope.
The first one, just take it as a life lesson, man. Don't let it get you down.
Yeah.
This
is what I'm saying to you. It's such
you
a.
You gotta go through the rough, innit?
You gotta go through. Exactly. And you have That's to also understand that, obviously, you know, like, it's not ideal, of course.
Of course not, man.
I mean, the guys are scumbags.
It would have been one and done. Like,
yeah, the guys are scumbag, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What
he's an absolute.
Bastard.
He's
what
a bastard.
Bastard.
He is, bro.
Bastard.
He's a cunt.
At least, like, cover your tracks, man.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to do the fuckeries, like, just cover your tracks, bro.
That's what I'm saying. And we're not advocating for this, but we're just giving free game, innit? Yeah, like.
Because of past lives and past conversations with people. Like, nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But obviously.
I hear it, 100%. But for her, I'd say, obviously, she's probably, you know, she's depressed, she's down in the dumps. Listen, you know. In 5 years down the line, this wouldn't even matter, bro. Because you're going to heal, you're going to recover.
Yeah, and you're going to find a love that's better.
Exactly. But would you advise her to tell her future situation, whoever she got with that, about the story? Or would you say...
Nah, you got to bury that, man.
You got to die with that.
That dies here.
Yeah, it dies here.
It doesn't go anywhere past this.
It dies here.
Yeah, and it doesn't go anywhere else. Because if some girl told me that shit, I don't
even want to... No disrespect.
But you might throw me off.
I think that's why she thinks she's going to die alone, because I feel like she's an honest person and she feels that she has to have
that conversation in life,
with someone.
It's not a lie if he doesn't know nothing about it.
You're not lying to him, actually.
Yeah. You're just...
I hear it.
You're just not passing on information. You're not self-snitching.
Yeah.
We don't like snitches.
We don't like snitches. And the thing is, sometimes, as Tony was saying, like, you can overspeak sometimes. You don't have to.
Yeah, there's no need. Like,
if they ask you, what about if they ask you?
Because you're going to start off on level playing ground.
Yeah.
So there's no need to now go and do some shit that's going to scare man off.
Yeah, you don't
get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want
to
scare him.
Like, whatever's happened in your past is your past.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily need to be brought into your future.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And it's not one of those things that they could possibly find out about. Unless homeboy comes out and says...
And
I highly doubt all of that, because he kind of sounds like he's on his own fuckeries anyway.
I feel like my man's on his own.
Just bury that with you, man.
That is so true. So do you know what it is?
I just try and live a peaceful life.
Yeah, and but I also advocate for the people that are like, obviously have not been sexually active and it's their first time getting married and stuff like that, and you find somebody, bro, like go to the, get tested, bro.
Yeah, you got
test
to.
Test your partners. Like, that's, this
you
is the
normalize
key.
Some of that shit.
Yeah, this shit should be normalized where you're testing each other out, bro, before you even get into any sort of entanglement, bro, because like you could end up in a situation where it could be worse.
It could be worse.
It could be
worse.
I don't want to say the word.
It could be
but
worse.
You could get that monkey on your back.
Now you're really hell bent.
And now there's no love for you. You're dying alone because obviously once you got that, you can't shake it off.
It's a long day in the office.
Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, people in this day and age, I don't know, people aren't taking the time to really get to know each other properly. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it's all that fast love, isn't it? It's not even love. It's just
instant gratification, man.
Like, it's just trying to set it like, what's the word?
Do you know what it is? Somebody asked me a question. This mad tangent, though. What is the difference between love and lust, in your opinion?
Lust, like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a crazy one.
Like, lust for me...
I think I can define it.
Yeah, go on.
Because lust, like, in my world, this is my personal opinion on it, not necessarily what it is, but just for me, I think we've all got different versions of what it could be. It's like, I might like the thought of you. Might want to be with you physically, whatever it is, sexually, but I can't see it being anything more than that. So there's never enough room for it to build into love.
Okay.
So, like I said, past lives.
Past life, of course, of course.
Whatever.
The statute of limitations and to everything that we're saying, by
so
the way, people.
Past lives and all of that. Like, from the XP, you another thing is that you got to put yourself out there to kind of, like you said, roughly just move, whatever. So, with the XPs and all of that, you kind of start to understand your own emotions.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. Like, do I really like this person? Can I go weeks without speaking to this person?
Mm.
Like, now said situation I'm in.
Yeah.
My girl's top tier.
Yeah.
All the great stuff. Yeah. Held out for that. And I was single for a very long time.
For a long time, yeah.
So, within that singleness, I've seen...
Multiple people, or whatever.
And within it was just like nothing was making men feel like, you're it.
Or they just, I'm gonna hang up my boots.
I'm ready to leave. Yeah. And it's not even like I got to a point where I wasn't even in the game no more. I'm just doing me, focusing on what I need to focus on.
Yeah.
Whether it's just whatever journey I'm going on in life. Like, I'm not chasing women, I'm not doing all of that. Yeah. So that's when you start to even get a bit more in touch with your feelings. Because now you can kind of, you start getting a bit picky, I think, as you get a bit older as well.
Yeah.
Like, and especially with the type of stuff that's going out in the world nowadays.
Yeah,
you go out, I'm out every other week, whatever. You see what goes on and it's just like,
I don't want that. We don't want it. And that's the thing. I feel like this is why I hate Instagram so much. And I always say to people, Instagram is not a dating app, bro.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I'm saying? And if you're using Instagram to find love, you're going to be...
You're going crazy.
Yeah, that Instagram should just be...
And don't believe everything you see.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 100%. Another thing, like, because a lot of things look, because in a photo, a lot of things can seem like what it could be.
Yeah, 100%.
Than what it actually is.
Bro, I never understood the power of some of these filters, bro. I swear to God, fam. They will make people look different.
Mental,
not even just on Insta, on Snap, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like when I get, like, some gal to send me a picture or whatever, a video of herself on Snap, and then I'll reply back and he'll use her filter and it makes me look like somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the hell is this person? You know what I'm saying? So don't fall into it. For me, the difference between love and lust is a little bit, I'll echo a little bit of what you said, like, you know, you're almost infatuated with them. Lust is like...
Yeah, like you don't feel like you could go without them.
Yeah, like lust, but lust is so short-lived.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's temporary feeling.
It's super intense, but it's short-lived, and then it dies out.
Like, I could like you so much on a Friday.
Yeah.
If I move to you, whatever, I'm really, like, you're looking length.
Yeah.
Ooh, boom. By Sunday, it's just
by Sunday,
like,
I'm done. It's weird.
Now it's another person on
Socials.
Like.
Where with love for me is when you're willing to overlook.
You're willing to pursue, go above and beyond, and
you're willing to like kind of overlook some of her shortcomings and accept her for who she is.
Of course.
That's, and you know, like, you know, love her for her flaws.
Yeah, 100%.
That's love, innit?
We all have flaws.
Yeah, we all have flaws. No one's perfect, innit?
No one's perfect.
But when it comes to lust, I think like lust is temporary. And a lot of people get confused between love and lust because I know a lot of people, I've got a lot of girls and brethren with and that. And they get confused between, they think like they like this guy.
I've got a lot of brothers, I'm like, it's only lust, bro.
This is temporary.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, I do really like them, blah, blah, blah. And then two weeks later, they're like,
I'll give
them
in a week.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks later, some of them, they're like, yeah, do you know what? I can't believe
it. Yeah,
but that's what
you jarred me, man. It's done.
It does happen, man. Yeah. But I don't know. What about somebody also asked here?
Go on.
And for you, when it comes to socials, obviously you're socially active, innit?
Yeah, to some extent.
Yeah, to some extent, obviously. Well, but like social media wise, like, do you think it matters, like, if a girl's got, let's say, 10,000 Instagram followers? Do you know what I mean?
I think that's like kind of bang ev nowadays, you know. If you're a pretty girl in that, remember, like, man is dog, innit?
Yeah.
And girl, like, nowadays, they're on this whole, you know, girls got new friends every day and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So, men are always going to be chasing after, so like 10,000 is not even mad.
Is that not mad? I think that's crazy.
No, it is, because you don't know 10,000 people, innit?
I think 1,100's mad, bro. If you ask me, I think if it goes with 1,100, I'm looking at you. But wild,
I'm
bro,
talking,
like,
about social media world, not the reality, innit? Yeah, the reality, but if I knew 10,000 people, it's crazy.
Let's have it right. These girls on social media that with like 10, 15, 30, 40K followers, they're nice. Aesthetically, they look good, don't get me wrong. And in the real life, you might be like, oh, she's clean. But let's have it right, bro. I don't think any of us really want to settle down with girls like that, bro.
Personally,
like, we want a pretty lame, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Personally, given, I've always said, like, man can't be with someone that's also
as
publicly
bait. As bait as I am. Facts.
Like, I like, because I like, and it's not even on the thing of like insecurities or nothing like that. It's more of a thing where it's like, you see, when I'm doing me privately, not 23, I just want to be normal.
Facts.
When I turn up, obviously, unfortunately, when I'm out, I can't turn it off, innit?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. It's you're
like,
out,
people
out,
gonna know who man is, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you see, when I'm doing what I want to do personally,
yeah,
I don't want to know about all the other stuff. So I don't want to come and you're telling me about I'm going to create content and we're taking pictures in Westfield today. And like, I don't have time for none of that.
Yeah, come and dance with me in these TikToks.
Yeah, like, I'm not on all of that. Like, I live see a private life as it is. Like, you're just about only not, even with the whole music thing, I only want to be known for the music.
Yeah, bang on.
Like, whatever other else, that's why I'm not on no blogs and none of these things. Like, I'm not with the gimmicks and I don't fall into whatever's going on out there currently or whatever. Yeah. As you already, that private conversation
we
have.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
So when it comes to, like, my person, like, nah.
You want, like, you almost want to shelter her from the world, don't it? I find that, like, do you know when you see certain celebrities, and you just don't know what their wives look like, bro? You're like, that's super sick.
You
know what I'm saying?
Or, like, even just down to, like, they're just normal people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
So it allows you to have a space of,
yeah,
I could just do normal things with you. Like, I could probably, you could do normal things to some extent with a popular person out there on social media and that, but it's still like, it's a lot, man.
If she's got bare mutual, like the mandem as well, that's a problem. I can't.
Oh, you're another factor.
Yeah, like, she can't have my boys in that on there, bro. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah, but you're from a village, man.
Yeah, I am from a village, bro. And everybody knows everyone, fam.
There you go.
Don't get me wrong.
But even London's just a small, if I'm honest with you.
But it's
just, you're like one person away from someone.
No, but I just, I don't know. There's certain brethren of mine that I can look at, and if I see them.
Oh, yeah, no, I know them. And I'm like, yeah. I've seen certain men on the follow, and I'm
like, I'm like, she's been compromised, bro.
You animal. And said people were like, back then. Message me, like, how you know this one?
Yeah, 100%. I get it all the time. Yo, how do you know her and that? And I'm like, yo, Bugs, be honest. How do you know her? Like, but how do you know her? And I'm like, bro, I just genuinely don't know the girl from the whole of the world. You know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like social media is creating a big, big divide within, like, a man's generation.
Yeah, like, people need to understand. I think, like, we got to reiterate, it's not the real world.
It's not real world, yeah. Big facts.
Bro, once I do this, bro.
Switch off, 100%.
Like, it's to the point where I don't even think I use my phone to, like, I'm standard, like, watch a few things, play here and there, keep up with whatever shows, man, keep up with and
big
all
facts,
of that. Whatever news is on in the world, like football and stuff that. Other than that, you give me a knock, bro. You can follow me, call me.
As long as
maybe a FaceTime, people overseas, whatever, do that, like, long distance call. Like, I'm just on the basics, bro. That's it.
I hear it, man.
I know you got time for all of it, man.
Yeah, there's people. It's not real world. And if it is getting to you, just log out.
Yeah,
just
man. It's not like you can out. Just log out.
Yeah, that's it.
And just go back to normal.
Yeah, you just live life.
Recharge,
at the moment,
bro. Like,
do you know what's my 20? Yeah, this is a bit. We're gonna go on a bit of a tangent. Yeah.
Go on.
For those that didn't know, 20 is actually half Somali, by the way.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For those that didn't know.
I feel like a lot of people don't.
A lot of people do not know that, bro.
Bro, you know what's so mad? A lot of people don't even know where I'm from. Like they can't guess it.
You are, but it's like you look very ambiguous.
Yeah, but it's mad until I say it, and then they're like, oh, for instance, now when I've got my hair up, it gets way longer than this.
Yeah.
That's when they'll be like, I see it now.
Yeah.
But you see when it's like low trim, it's like, bro, I've heard so many different places. It's
That's the thing. Well, for you, what's the best thing about being Mali, like, almost?
I get best of both worlds, innit, man?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And obviously, as you know, like, our communities are like, obviously, luckily for me, I was raised by both parents.
Alhamdulillah,
Two-parent household.
Yeah.
oldest,
yeah,
like 10. So I was pretty much like an only child, yeah, for so long.
Of course.
Obviously, my mum's the Mali.
Yeah.
That's your
mum, yeah.
As you already know, mum's like,
yeah,
it's like, it is what it is, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just goes wherever it goes, yeah, wherever, top dog, and that.
100%,
so,
yeah.
I was always raised with like culture, innit?
Yeah.
But for you, like, what culture was like? I stayed in my granddad's yard for years on end.
Was it like, was it?
It was a balance, though.
Would you say it was a balance?
Yeah, yeah. I'm mad close, like, bruv, you know, man's cousins on the other side.
Yeah.
It's that type of link, innit?
Yeah.
And as man know, man's got a massive family on both sides.
Yeah.
Like massive, to the extent where I still meet new members every now and then, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So growing up, I was raised with both.
Mm.
And even then, it's like, it's interlinked now in terms of like, my cousins will shout you, whatever.
Yeah,
you
like,
buck each other.
Yeah.
Go to a man's vibe, whatever. Yeah. There. Next man will go link this person on the one away, like without man having to be there.
Yeah, big fact.
So, and that's just down to the way man's families are
integrated, bro.
Like, just set up, like, we're all, like, everyone's good people, you get me?
Everyone's good people.
Like, and they're just all on vibes and that. So,
Could can you put, there's an age old argument, can you put it to rest, Somali rice or Jamaican rice? Because you got the best of both worlds, be honest. The people are listening, you know what I'm saying?
Brees is mental, bro.
Brees is incredible.
Yeah, nah, Brees, man.
So you're gonna
Don't get me like, I do like a rice and peas, but
I got bored of it.
Unless there's a gravy on there, like,
it's not standalone.
Like, curry got in rice and peas, this guy.
Okay, that against Brees and Hilib, though.
Nah, Brees and Hilib all day long.
There, but, you, like, go.
And that bastard, there you go. And that guy, man.
I'm telling you, man. Nah, I'll be honest with you. I've said this, and, well, obviously,
but I'll give it, you know what I'd say, though? J-Rice is actually mad.
Do you know what?
Like, it's
do you know what? I swear to God, Jay, like, sometimes you have to speak the truth.
Yeah, no, I get like,
you see J-Rice,
it's elite, bro.
Do you know when I first looked at it, I thought this just was like white rice and tomato paste.
No, it's elite.
Then I went.
It's the spices, the flavors. Like, yeah, it's 100%.
J-Rice is definitely
up there. Yeah, no, big up you, man.
I don't think like J-Rice, I think J-Rice does actually, a lot of people do talk about J-Rice, but I feel like Somali rice isn't a rice that's really.
Now
it's getting spoken about.
You know what it is? I feel like the whole like connotation of back in the day, like rice and banana, but even then, like, I put people on, bro.
Rice and banana is mad.
Like, when I remember as in primary, it was like, man was trying to run banner, but I grew up in an area where it was like, man was probably like one or two, three Malis. Like, it wasn't so popular as it is now.
Yeah.
There's a lot more, there's an influx.
100%.
And even then, I'm mixed, so. But I would still roll like bold with it, like, bro, Ben's half Mali, half Jamaican. What, like, man can't tell me that.
100%.
You get me? I'm from both sides. Like, it is what it is, and men's sides are both lit. So it's that setting. So with it, it's like, like the rice is mad.
I don't know, Somali food, bro, for me. And I said this a couple of episodes ago, and I caught absolute corn, bro, I said, on the world stage, Somali food.
We're taking most places.
Huh?
We're taking most places.
Okay, no. Okay, let me reword this.
Man's running it up, bro.
People are going to get onto me again and
say,
you're
a
self-hating Mali,
I always say to men, but listen, don't knock it till you try it.
I'm saying on cam right now, Somali food, it's the best food ever, bro. Love Somali food.
I think you might go mad at that.
Listen, no. I know it sounds bad, but listen.
It's subjective, isn't it? But it's like, it's a no-brainer. But at the same time, like, if you're getting it from home, God.
No, home food is different. Okay, no, hold on. If you were stranded on a desert island and you can eat one cuisine from a nation for the rest of your life, what would it be? I'll say Somali straight away.
But it's limited, though. That's the only thing.
I don't care, bro. I don't mind having Baris for breakfast, bro.
Yeah, you're getting mad.
I swear to God. Give me the heartburn.
Lahore,
bro. I'm telling you,
I've ever had it in my life.
I know.
Like, from a kid. Like,
bro, the sugar.
Bro, I used to tell my mum, take me to chef. Take me to chef.
Yeah.
Every half term, just amazing. So I can go get.
Yeah, Lahore is amazing. I'll be honest with you. It's sensational. That's what I'm saying to you.
Bro, that 9 o'clock in the morning.
Bro, I had it yesterday, bro. Yeah, it's amazing. Like,
Somali tea is even crazy.
Yeah, Somali tea.
When it comes in the big flask and that. I 100%. Remember I used to nick some.
Yeah, so obviously, which culture are you going with?
It's elite. I'd put in my top three.
No. You're stranded now, 20 on a desert island.
I love it, Indian. I love it, Indian.
You're stranded.
No, but I love it, Indian.
And you could eat an Indian for the rest of your life.
Bro.
For the rest of your life.
Lamb biryani, a lambuna, and a peshwari naan.
Lambuna, fuck me.
Bro, man's a real British baby, bro.
You are, mate. Jeez.
But I will, like, you see, there's certain foods where
if
you charge me what you charge me, I don't really care. I'll pay it.
Yeah.
Like, Indian is up there.
I like it, but it's too much ghee, man.
You say the that. Ghee. No, but you know it is. It's not. Like, I can't lie. It's not everyday food, isn't it?
There you
it's
go. Like, what I'm saying to you. Like,
it's a Saturday night. Then, but that's Friday night, whatever.
But now you're in a remote island, bro. You can only have one cuisine from a nation for the rest of your life.
Crazy as well, though.
So you're
going. I'm going with options, though. Like, I'm not just saying, man. So eating hilib and bris every day. So like, you don't even eat chicken on a leg.
I don't eat chicken on the bone. That's the issue of 5 points. I don't eat chicken on the bone.
No bun ups.
Yeah, I know.
It's all crazy. Because I don't want no comments there. Yeah, that's why I said chicken on the...
You get
me?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Outrageous.
Yeah, see. Okay. So, Nah, I don't know. Caribbean for me.
Bro, curry goat. A stewed chicken. Oh, my God. Stewed chicken is mental. Yeah. Stewed chicken is mental.
Pepper steak.
I don't mind a white rice or rice and peas. Pepper steaks going... See man chefing up in the kitchen.
Yeah, pepper steak.
I'm going crazy with it, bro.
I can't,
fried chicken, jerk chicken. I think that's just like, jerk outside the yardie dance is different from jerk going to a Caribbean shop.
That's very true, yeah.
Because I feel like the one in the Caribbean shop's for the public.
Yeah. Like, the one outside the dance.
Outside the dance. Blood, that's the closest that's thing the you're getting to Tivoli Gardens, yeah, bro.
Big facts.
Like, it's crazy.
So you're going to Jamaica. I don't know.
I like having options.
But there's no options. You're stuck, bro.
I like going in, like, so one day I'll go into the spot and get Suga and Baris.
Yeah.
One day I'll go get chicken again with Bambasta. Get a mixed federation. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I like having options some days.
You know what culture doesn't get spoken about most, bro? Go which on. Is kind of elite as well. Like, food-wise.
English.
No,
you know what?
I
always tell
blood.
Man every day, man's an English baby. You see?
Come on, let's get into this.
You see a beans on toast.
Oh my God.
Like poverty. Like, you know when it's poverty? Like when I was a youth man, yeah? And like, say for instance, mom might be at work, dad might still be at work, and I'm starving. And like, no one's coming home to cook yet.
100%.
Bro, I get the tin of beans, the Heinz specifically.
Yeah, of course.
Two slices of bread, slap some butter on that.
Bosh.
Bro.
Yeah.
And I am going crazy. Are you having a laugh?
I'm telling
halal
you.
Halal full English.
Yeah.
Egg, I'm an oven baby.
Yeah.
Now I'm an air fryer baby.
Yeah.
So like, burgers.
Yeah.
Nuggets,
yeah.
Beans.
Potatoes, yeah.
Obviously
potatoes.
You got to season up the beans as well.
You got
a bit of onions,
beans,
black
yeah.
pepper, butter.
Big
keep
facts.
Keep it going that
yeah,
way.
100%.
Nice.
You got to. You can't just take it straight out of the can. That's some cereal killer shit, bro.
Like, that's real cereal killer, man. Yeah, unless it's calf. That's
yeah.
the only way. It's
unless it's calf.
You can't really mix. But in my yard, it's getting seasoned.
You've got to get seasoned properly.
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's
cottage
pie.
Cottage pie.
Bro. Shepherd's pie.
Pie and chips.
Pie and mash.
Your pie and mash?
Pie and mash. I'm
I like a pie and mash.
Pie and mash, bro. You can't go
mash up pie and chips. That's the only thing. But like fish and chips, cottage chips. Like,
Bubble and squeak. Oh my God. That's leftover Christmas dinner cooked together in an oven. Amazing. Bubble and squeak.
Where are you getting this? No, you told me on December the 25th where you're getting this.
All right.
Because that is not getting cooked in your yard. So no, you told me where you're getting this.
No, definitely not my yard. Definitely not my yard. But bubble and squeak, dude, it's sensational. Bro.
No, you know what it is? They just start getting a bit too mad with it. Like pigs in blanket. And all
no,
that. Like
see,
how you're wrapping the walk on. I don't never eat in that
pork,
thing.
Bro, yeah.
But like,
I never eat pork. I swear to God. And I stand by that.
Like wrapping it on
pork,
it.
Pork is diabolical alone.
No, it's mental.
And then putting it in a jacket, putting it in a Monk Lizzie is crazy. I am mental.
Like the smell of bacon and that sends me. And it's not even because men's are ack or whatever. Like, bro, my dad's from yard, like I said, don't eat pork. And he's not even rest of that.
Yeah.
So I don't, it's just mental. Like sometimes I'll be in some of the lads' yards, like a couple of my white mates and that.
Yeah.
And they'll just have it on the fryer to the him. And it's
bro.
Like, lads, I'm coming back later.
There was a girl in school that used to.
You might as well get a case cider at.
There was a girl in school that used to do it in a microwave, bro. And I swear to
she
God,
whipped
bro.
It in the microwave.
Yeah, she whipped it in a microwave. But she looked like a pig, though. I swear to God, like, she actually genuinely had the pig nose and everything, bro. And I always looked at her and I was like, you're not even human, bro.
Yeah, man.
You're a diabolical individual. Because the thing is with a pig, what people don't understand about pigs, is. The reason why I believe we don't eat pigs, obviously God's forbidden. God's forbidden it. Forbidden us to eat pig. Not just us. Majority of Abrahamic religions, by the way. But I feel like pigs are like the custodians of the earth. Like they're meant to clean all the shit. You know, like if there's a like a
Gus.
Land.
Gus.
Yeah, like everything.
Street
like,
sweeper.
Street sweepers, bro. If you're like no plumbing, no nothing, throwing everything out the window and that. The pigs is cleaning it up, bro. So I feel like that was their job. And obviously they don't digest food.
I heard they're smart though.
Very smart.
They're very smart.
Animals, yeah, smart.
Right? Yeah.
And like, you know, texture wise, like, you know, like we are closest to pigs.
Oh, like, I thought you meant the actual.
No, texture, I'm talking about.
You
like,
put a
you
picture
know, like,
of like ham or something.
No. I mean like skin and that. Like,
okay.
Yeah. And, bro, do you know you can put a pig's heart
I've heard something like that.
Into a human, into a human in a way.
I wouldn't want that, but
I wouldn't want that either. There was a show.
Just let me go.
And they did it on the first black kid. I just don't understand. The first person they experimented on was a black kid.
We're always the experiment, bro.
We are, man. This is the thing.
Been the experiment. But yeah, no, English food.
English food doesn't get spoken about as often.
What else is there? Lasagna is Italian, isn't it?
They say Italian is the best cuisine in the world. They say that. I don't believe so.
Mid.
Very meaty. Mid.
Once you get past the pizza and the pasta, what you got going on?
You got nothing else, really. You know what I'm saying?
I'm also like, they're real Italians. Got all ham and all that.
Pepperoni. It's a lot of pork. Mexicans are sharp.
Never really. I've done tacos, quesadillas.
Nah, quesadillas, enchiladas.
I never had a burrito.
I can't lie. I said that like I've had a burrito. I've never had a burrito.
But it's like when they start, you know me, I'm bare fussy. Like, I don't eat veg and all that, innit? To some extent, I've started, as I've gotten older, lettuce, carrots, sweet corn. I've added it a bit to the plate and that. But
Guacamole and that?
Nah.
Yeah.
Marley's infatuation with Korea? Have you ever, like, just, brother, I know that there's some out there that's into anime, K-pop. Like, bare Marlies are just into it, bro.
No, but see, those Marlies,
like, what is the fascination of it? Why is it on solely us as well, like?
I don't think so. Do you think we've got a big...
I would let you, bro, there's a community, I'm letting you know.
Of anime?
Of Marlies that are just in love with Korean culture. I know someone that went and learned the language. After this, you're going to do some research, come back to me.
All right, listen, people in the comments below, please let us know if you are fans of Korea.
I'm saying anime, K-pop, their food, bro. Like, all of above, there's an infatuation, I promise you. I don't know what the combination is.
But the Somalis are really tapped into it.
They're rolling, speaking Korean.
Speaking Korean? This is outrageous.
You don't know, bro.
Now, let my know in the comments below. Let my know in the comments.
Mad infatuations. I don't understand.
I wonder why that is. And there's not even no correlation.
That's what I'm saying.
I
couldn't understand it.
The closest anime I've watched was Pokemon when I was a kid. Dragon Ball Z.
I'm
saying. But I don't watch anime, bro. I feel like I feel like there's criteria to watch anime. You've got to be
stubbed
like
and all of that. You've got
to be a virgin. You've got to be an incel. Do you know what I'm saying? You've got to be one of them weirdos that are like fucking.
I kill my mom.
I hate my mother. You've got to be one of them type of guys. You know what I'm saying? To like watch that. So for me,
it's above me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm too.
I was stopped at cartoons.
Yeah.
But anime was a whole nother level.
Yeah, no disrespect.
Dragon Ball Z cult. Other than that.
I don't know.
I think I'm too old to just be. I'm not even gonna do the ages thing, but because there's people probably.
My son does that. He does the whole like Naruto run and that. Like,
no, I get it if that's your popular thing at the time.
But he's six, by the way. Yeah, so I'm just.
Yeah, so when men are doing it, Shippuden and all them.
Yeah, when you're like in your 20s and you're doing that, you should like
walking around in your fucking whatever anime t-shirts anime, and shit like that, man.
Doing all that shit, bro.
Comic Con.
Yeah, get a grip. Get a grip.
Sort yourself out. Get with reality.
You do. But now, you know what? I told you we're going to wrap it up. But yeah, man, if you've got to this part, like, comment, share, subscribe. I've been the boy, the Warden of the North, big brr, and I've got my brother 20 here.
Yeah.
A friend of the show, and come this on. Will not be the last episode. We'll have more and more features.
Of course, man.
You know what I'm saying?
On, man.
So yeah, man, road to 3K, by the way. We're doing exceptionally well. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I don't even want five.
Five.
We should be on 10. But you know what? We're gonna keep it modest
Slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. Steady drip fills the bucket.
Yeah, 100%. But look, if you're watching this and if you really rock with us, if you don't have a YouTube account, it takes 2 seconds to create a Gmail account. Create one.
I know you're pre-ing subscribe. Anyways, so
yeah,
what?
Exactly. You're watching it anyway.
What's the harm?
There you go. So make an account, subscribe, it's 2 seconds. Drop a like, drop a subscribe, drop a little comment,
we
random
get
comment.
With the algorithms.
100%. We're trying to get into the algorithm and then we can,
Metaverse,
you know.
Metaverse, all of that.
Exactly.
Now we've got Jeff Bezos paper.
All of them things there.
Zuckerberg paper.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Out.
See ya.
Everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Bloody gal, good morning. White gal.